thank you, friend, for joining us. Christmas is a wonderful time of the year, and we're celebrating it on Encouragement Live. But sometimes family conflicts and even loneliness can become the Grinch that steals our Christmas joy. Christian Life Coaches Rodney Love and John Coleman join us with answers and solutions on Encouragement Live. Thank you, friend, for joining us as live from studios in First Christian Church of Wylie, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of topics. Rodney Love is back with me tonight. I'm Don Hawkins. Rodney is a certified Christian life coach and life coach trainer and the founder of Master Life Coach Training Institute, a good friend of many years. Rodney, good to have you back on the show.
And to be back.
Now, your mic is up. Go ahead, say again.
I said, it is great to be with you tonight.
I think I'm already celebrating Christmas. And another good friend, John Coleman, friend of many, many years, from way back in the 1970s, 60s and 70s. John is also a certified Christian life coach. He is also a licensed professional therapist, LPC counselor, and teaches at Laterno University and is also a pastor. John, great to have you on the program from your home in East Texas.
It is good to be here.
Yes, it is. And, you know, Christmas is a wonderful season of the year. And obviously, we love it. We talk about the most wonderful time of the year. But sometimes it seems like there are little Grinches that steal Christmas. And I'm just wondering, John, philosophically, why is it that Grinches tend to creep up at Christmas time?
Oh, this may sound a little simplistic, Don, but I think it may be partly because your definition of wonderful and my definition of wonderful may be two totally different definitions.
Mm. Oh, and it couldn't be that either one of us have a sin nature, right?
Well, that and you know, in all seriousness, another thing, and we'll talk about it, I know, later, but unmet expectations.
Ooh, yes.
Often become those little Grinches that you were talking about.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Rodney, you and I were looking at this book I wrote with Frank Minerith and Paul Meyer many years ago called Happy Holidays. I have a whole chapter in there on unmet expectations.
Oh, and I bet it right today. It's just as relevant today as it was when y'all wrote that book years ago.
And probably so. And unfortunately, the holidays sometimes are not very happy. No, now, tonight, some of you may be dealing with some family issues. Maybe you're lonely. You're alone. You can't get out. You won't be able to visit with family. We would love to be of encouragement to you. That's our mission on Encouragement Live. And so I want to encourage you to give us a call tonight, 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIVE. We would just love to hear from you as we celebrate the season together and talk about some things that can encourage us at Christmas time. Why are there conflicts? Why do people feel lonely? Why don't somebody? Some people reach out to help those people who are lonely. Romans 12:18 says, "As much as depends on you, live peaceably with all people." And it seems, Rodney, that the implication in that verse is that it may not be up to us because there may be some people that just we can't get along with.
Yeah, Don, I would imagine there's a lot of people out there listening right now that have those people in their life, regardless of how much they try to get along with them. Those people just can't be gotten along with.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about some solutions for that on the program tonight. The number is 855-586-5433. Our website is encouragementlive.org. Have a great team of people here tonight, along with Rodney and John. We have Dan Webster, and we have Riley, and so thankful for Riley. He's a great friend of this broadcast. Rest of our team has the night off, but pray especially for Nikki and Brad Smithart. We'll be back.
We are 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, "Teach truth, love well."
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu.
Are you looking for family-friendly television or biblical studies with informative programming? Let me introduce you to CrossFlix. From children's cartoons to in-depth studies to inspiring music, CrossFlix is an ever-growing community of broadcasting developed for the family, now available for Roku, Apple TV, Fire Stick, Apple iOS, and Chromecast. Search through our on-demand library with a free trial. CrossFlix. Entertain. Educate. Inspire.
We sound like Christmas on Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Rodney Love is in studio with me. John Coleman is on the phone. And we are here to provide encouragement for you. Maybe you're dealing with some of those family conflicts we've been talking about. John, you might even be dreading getting together with family members. Do you suppose there might be some people with some misgivings about what may be happening on Tuesday evening or Wednesday?
Well, in light of the recent election that we had, I would imagine that is more than likely the case in a lot of households.
Yeah, can you believe that Princeton psychiatrist who said if they voted for so-and-so, don't let them into your Christmas, don't have anything to do with them?
Oh, and there are people out there I have already talked to who believe exactly that that is the right approach.
Yeah, and it seems to me, Rodney, that that compounds the loneliness factor. It compounds the whole conflict issue. It's just the way Christmas ought not to be.
Exactly. We let things that are selfish motivations, whatever, just like John said, the Princeton psychiatrist saying that, and then letting our selfishness get in front, get around the most important thing in the year. And that's number one, to celebrate Jesus' birth, but to be with family and to be able to get up with family. John? Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I just want to say that I had a student come into my office the other day during finals exams and said, I don't want to go home. I don't want to go home for Christmas.
Wow.
Because I know it will not be a happy place. My question is, can I stay on campus during Christmas? And the answer was no, but they didn't want to go. Home for Christmas was not their idea of a good break between semesters.
And John, the sad thing about it, that's more common than we know.
Yes, it is. Maybe some of you are in that situation. Maybe there are some family members who have withdrawn from you, and you'd like us to pray with you, to encourage you, to talk with you about that, and we'd love to hear from you. The number is 855-586-5433. Again, if you want to use an assumed name, you don't have to tell us your real name, and we're not here to embarrass you or any of that sort of thing, but we just want to talk about how to resolve those conflicts, how to deal with that loneliness and all of those kinds of things. We talked about conflicts erupting and the fact that we may see the same circumstances differently. We all have a sin nature. And John Coleman, you brought up the subject of expectations. So Rodney and I would like to hear from you about why expectations are such a negative part of Christmas.
Because we all have our idea of what Christmas should look like, what it should sound like, what it should feel like, and basically what it should be like, usually based upon the way we were raised and the culture and the rituals we had growing up. And we want to continue those with our kids and our grandkids. But people grow different directions.
Yeah.
And they will say, well, we're going to do it this year at my house, and it's going to look this way, and other people are going, no, no, no.
And we'll be right back with John Coleman and Rodney Love on Encouragement Live. CrossFlix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based movies and shows for the whole family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses such as Jerusalem, the Eternal City, and Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to your own community and join others on their spiritual journey. You may join as an individual or as a church and develop connections like never before.
CrossFlix has partnered with the Seal Future Foundation and Bless IL to support brave American and Israeli military veterans and their families suffering from trauma. The relationship between the U.S. and Israel is a long-standing one of strength and divine connection, and one that must continue to be nurtured.
When you join CrossFlix, you'll see firsthand the amazing work you'll help support, providing encouragement and hope to American and Israeli veterans and families.
CrossFlix.com. Educate, entertain, and inspire.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in the people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. Instrumental sounds of the First Noel in the background here on Encouragement Live, the Christmas edition. I'm Don Hawkins. John Coleman is with me by telephone. Rodney Love in the studio. We're talking about dealing with those conflicts that arise at Christmas time and wanting to pray with you and encourage you. And maybe you're feeling lonely already and maybe not able to get together with loved ones. Give us a call at 855-586-5433. Again, that's 855-586-LIFE. And we're talking about the conflicts that arise. Rodney, have you ever encountered someone who is just impossible to get along with?
Oh, no, Don. No, everybody's out there. It's just
your denial is intact.
My denial is intact. So, yeah, we all have those people, Don, in our lives. All of us. John, do you have anybody like that?
Nope. Live a perfect life.
Perfect life. Yeah, I tell you what, you guys both need therapy in the worst sort of way, and maybe even a life coach to go along with it. But the question is, what do we do? How do we respond? You know, I talked about Romans 12:18. As much as depends on you, live peaceably with all people. But there are some people that just, John, talk to us about what can I do in response to that person who just insists on maybe debating or arguing over the results of a previous election or over some past event that happened in the past that caused them to feel offended.
Well, number one, in using a life coaching skill of listening very closely and very intentionally to what they have to say, and then practicing empathy with their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Christmas time is not the time to get into a debate about the merits of a disagreement. It's about relationship.
Yeah.
We were created, Don, by God for relationship. So one thing we can do is ask ourselves the question, which is more important, for me to be right or for there to be a right relationship?
Well, that's an important point and one that we need to think about, which brings me to the subject of forgiveness. Let's talk about how that might enter the picture if we're dealing with impossible people.
Well, forgiveness is really not an option. If you want to bring Rodney in on that, I've heard him talk about that quite a bit.
Actually, I just sent Rodney in to field calls, so you and I are on our own for right now. Okay. Rodney's doing double duty tonight, and he will be paid time and a half accordingly.
You bet. 2.5 times zero.
That's exactly right. Double right. time and a half.
So here's what we know about forgiveness. As Christians, we know that it is not an option, that we are commanded to forgive. Now, forgiveness is not easy. It's one of the hardest things that the Lord has ever given us to do, but it is something that we need to work towards, and sometimes for years before it takes effect. I need to forgive the person who has hurt me, but I also need to know that I probably have hurt somebody in the process as well.
That's an important thought for us to keep in mind. You look at the word forgive in the scripture, and the Greek word aphiemē is the term that's used throughout the New Testament, and it actually has the idea of sending away. And I know you remember this, and you probably preached on it before, the scapegoat in the wilderness. Remember, they had the one goat that they sacrificed on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. By the way, this is not only we're coming up on Christmas Day, but we're also coming up on the first day of Hanukkah. And in a bit, we want to pray for our friends in Israel. I thought about mentioning that, and so remind me of that in case I forget. But that they had the one goat that they sacrificed and sprinkled the blood on the altar, signifying the death of Christ who was to come, whose birth we celebrate. And then they would take this scapegoat, take him out into the wilderness after symbolically laying hands on him to convey the sins of the people, and he would be released never to find his way back into the camp. Isn't that a good picture of forgiveness, John?
Yes, and let me just say, remember, I think it was in Colossians 3 was the verse where it said, bear with each other and forgive one another.
Yes.
Because the Lord has forgiven you.
Yeah, and that's also found in Ephesians 4, the last verse in that chapter. Be kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. And Paul does say essentially the same thing in Colossians 3. And one of the things that often gets overlooked, John, in that verse is the term tender-hearted. And I believe that's the opposite of what happens. We develop calluses on our hearts. I had an uncle who was an electrician, and he had the most calluses on his hand of anybody I knew. He could take a cup of scalding coffee and wouldn't feel it, and in fact could take 110 volts into his hand and wouldn't feel that. But, you know, we sometimes develop that when we've been offended, when we've been hurt. We develop a callus on our heart. And I believe one of the things that God wants us to do, if we have some relatives who've been acting in that way, I believe God wants us to come to a place where we choose to forgive. And by the way, John, I want to comment on the phrase forgive and forget. You've probably heard that phrase many, many times. I want to get your read on that, and then I have a quote from a good friend of many years.
Well, nowhere in Scripture, and for Christians, that's the ultimate authority.
Yeah.
Nowhere in Scripture does it say anything about us forgetting. We are to forgive, but actually it's probably a pretty good thing that we don't totally forget.
Yeah.
Because sometimes this is what's going to keep us out of trouble in the future. Hmm. Nowhere is the requirement to forgive somebody, including the fact that we need to forget them or what they have done to us or our loved ones.
Yeah.
We are to forgive, period.
Yes, and very important for us to remember. Years ago, Dr. Frank Minrith, in fact, I heard him say this many times, it is impossible to forgive and forget because those memories are permanently etched in the biochemical pathways of your mind. And Dr. Minrith was board certified in psychiatry and neurology, so I think he knew a few things about the biochemical pathways in the brain. And but I think there's a lot to be said. Forgiveness is a choice, and John, you've underscored that in such a great way. And I think, again, for us to respond with kindness, to be tender-hearted, and then to make that choice to send that offense away and turn vengeance over to God, that's talked about in Romans chapter 12, that I'm not supposed to hold a grudge. I'm to turn vengeance over to the Lord God. And by the way, we now have been rejoined by Rodney, who's been working the phones diligently for us. Rodney, talk about forgiveness and how can we forgive when it seems impossible to forgive?
You know, Don, that's a hard one for any of us to do. But it's just sometimes, Don, you have to just make yourself do that. You have to just put yourself in the situation. You're not going by feelings. It's like a train. You have an engine, you have a coal car, and you have a caboose. The caboose is your feelings. You can't let your feelings control you. You never see a caboose pulling a train.
Yeah.
But you have to say, okay, I'm going to do this whether I quote unquote feel like it or not. I'm going to use the Holy Spirit as my power to forgive this person. And I'm going to do it because Jesus has asked us and told us to do that. To forgive how many times, John?
70 times 7.
70 times 7.
And,
that's right.
And John, you've heard this before. What about the 491st time of offense? I believe Jesus was not making allowance for that. I think he was making a point to Peter, who said, "Can I, on the eighth time, can I get revenge?"
And afterwards, no.
No, yeah. In other words, Jesus was emphatically saying, no, you must forgive. 855-586-5433. Megan is our first caller tonight from Ohio. Go ahead, Megan. You're on the air with us.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you.
How can we be of help this Christmas season? How can we encourage you?
Was that you talking?
Was that me talking? Yes, it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was really neat.
Yes. Yep. You're talking.
I can't believe how Jesus rescues me.
Tell us about how he rescued you, Megan.
So I was on the highway and I got a call from my landlord and he's a really bad person. And he said, somebody said you left trash out and, you know, if you're going to have to leave or, you know, if you're going to don't do that. And I was like, ew, really disgusted.
He's talking about evicting you at Christmas time, right?
Yeah. And I can't, he's a really bad person. And every time I'm on the phone with him, God hangs the phone call up.
Mm.
And he literally, I looked at my number because I'm going to take him to court. And I looked at my number, and God erased it from my phone.
Well, sometimes God does some things to help us out in situations like that. Rodney, let's start with you in terms of Megan, and then we'll have John pray for her.
Well, Megan, it is great to talk to you on the air. Had a little talk with you outside in the other room, but Megan, you're right, Don said, God does things in this way to help us through it. And Megan, what I would also encourage you to do is I know it's hard with this guy, but if you have a good, I don't know how you say it, Megan, but if you reach out with Christ's love, you never know what could happen. It could bring this guy to Christ, you know, by you reaching out and being the person maybe he's never seen. You might be the only Jesus he ever sees, and you could do that at Christmas.
And Rodney, I think making a choice to forgive, that doesn't mean that you set yourself up to be offended by him again or harmed again.
Right.
That's important to stress.
Right.
John, would you lead us in prayer for Megan? She's going through a tough time.
Sure. Loving God, we give you thanks for Megan, and we give you thanks for Megan's life. We give you thanks that you are a God with a God-sized eraser, and you can erase those things from our lives that you don't want there, and you can leave those things in our lives that you want us to build and grow and to develop. And I pray that as Megan continues to search her heart and to pray to you about what to do and how to do it and when to do it and who with, that this relationship between her and this bad landlord will grow, and that you alone can save what they have between us as landlord and tenant, and that they both will grow for you and for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Megan, we thank you for calling us tonight. We hope we've been of some encouragement to you. Thank you, and Merry Christmas. And friend, we're glad to have you with us on the program tonight. We're going to take a break. Our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. With John Coleman and Rodney Love, I'm Don Hawkins. We'll be right back.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. We're providing Christmas encouragement tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. And Mark is listening in Ohio. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the air with us.
Hello, gentlemen. Back in February of 2022, my father died. And 6 months later, the youngest of siblings, I'll just call her Kay, I'm the oldest. She's the youngest of four of us. She hasn't spoken to anybody since August of 22. It's been almost 2.5 years. She had some really traumatic bad stuff happen to her when she was a kid, and it was horrible the way she was treated by a family member that was my dad's executor. And it's been 2.5 years since anybody. We haven't even seen her.
Yeah,
we know where she lives, but I'd appreciate prayers because she's been through, I've told my other siblings, I said, she's been through worse stuff than all of us three put together. And it doesn't seem to sink in with them, with other family or with other people that know her, they agree with me. So I would appreciate prayers that God would intervene somehow, especially this time of year. She's got one very good friend, God bless her, who for 35 years has, you know, kept in touch with her nearly every day through text and talk. But I'll just appreciate prayers that God would do a breakthrough and some healing, and also that people that need to apologize and ask forgiveness profusely would do that.
Well, Mark, one good thing here, not only does she have one good friend, she has a great brother who cares about her, and the fact that you would reach out tonight and request prayer for her in that. And, you know, I think my brother, that's a great thing. Let me start with with John Coleman and then go to Rodney Love. John, talk to us. How can Mark and his family reach out to this sister at this time? And then Rodney will lead us in prayer.
Yeah, thanks, Don and Mark. It's tough to do in a way that the other person doesn't feel pressured or coerced into making some kind of life-changing decision about the way they feel or the progress they are or aren't making toward reconciliation. So I think a steady drumbeat of prayer and positive, encouraging, a card every now and then, an attempt at a phone call, just a reminder that we're here, spaced apart and kind of an easier to take. You know, we don't want to just pile it on, but we don't want to let up completely either. But I think, Don, the steady application of earnest prayer, where more than one or two together agree, it will be done, it will be said. So let's go with prayer first.
Yeah.
Sprinkle in a few other things of encouragement along the way.
Yeah, and sometimes electronic communication, emails, maybe a text message. But Mark, you're on the right track there. Rodney, would you lead us in prayer? Let's pray for a breakthrough with this dear sister.
Father, I do pray for the breakthrough for this dear sister. I thank you for Mark, Lord. I thank you for his heart for this his dear sister. And Lord, I know that she's been through a rough time even growing up and now, and so much going on. And Lord, I know that you can do miracles. So during this Christmas season, we ask that you would do a miracle and she would reach back out and they would be back in communication. We ask this in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. And Mark, let me share a word of encouragement with you about that very thing. In my family, there was a reconciliation that had taken years to happen, and it took place in November over a birthday celebration. And some family members who had not gotten together in years and who were in animosity with each other were able to reach out and embrace each other and talk with each other. So, Mark, my brother, we're going to be praying for you and for your sister and your family members. Thanks so much for calling us.
Thanks. God bless you.
God bless and Merry Christmas. 855-586-5433. And we have Mark in Maryland tonight listening over AFR. Mark, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm kind of conflicted lately about the conflict that's going between Israel and other places right now. And the latest thing, I think it was in the last couple of days, was the Israeli army was particularly, one group was assigned to go destroy the cross at Mount Hermon. As a Christian, and they were caught on this, on X, because the guy that was posting it was basically reprimanded by other people in the IDF about destroying this cross, laying it on its side and turning it into an X, that he shouldn't have posted this because they'll lose support around the world. I'm really conflicted on all of this lately. I know this radio station is heavily involved with the Israeli community and everything, but a lot of what's going on, and even things that are coming out lately about the USS Liberty, that's been out there for a long time, but they were silenced. How do you forgive them for this?
All right. Very good question, Mark. And I think right along with that, and I want to talk to Rodney about this because Rodney's been involved with people who are helping victims of the what happened in October the 7th of 2023, which again is where a lot of these things happen. Rodney, there's no question there are things that have happened on both sides that have been not godly things. But by the same token, how do we, to go to Mark's direct question, how do we choose to forgive when we can't sort things out and be sure of all the evidence that we have?
Yes, Mark, thanks for raising those questions. We have to, in as you know, things do happen quickly in war sometimes, and it does conflict, and you don't understand why young men and women sometimes do what they do. And we just have to choose to forgive in our heart if that has actually happened, have to choose to forgive in our heart and forgive the individuals that were involved in that. So if that, you know, so we don't know. We don't know if that happened. We see it on social media, but other things, there's a lot on social media. So.
Rodney, I have a thought about that. And then, John, I want to come to you, John Coleman. But I think about the prayer that Jesus first prayed when he was nailed to the cross. Do you remember what it was? Father, forgive them. They don't understand what they're doing.
Right.
And I think, Mark, to a great degree, if we can embrace, if we have trusted Jesus as our personal Savior and we have been forgiven, then we can choose, even when we don't understand everything that's happening, even when we don't like a lot of the things that are happening, and we can't always evaluate the news that we're getting from one source or another, we can choose to say, Lord, I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to forgive them. I'm going to choose to do that. And I'm going to trust you, God, to be sovereign and to work in this situation. John Coleman, like to hear from you, my brother.
Yes, sir. You know, one of the things that we as Christians often say and truly believe and hopefully practice is trusting God for the results in those areas where we just flat don't understand. But I also like to think that we trust God not just for the outcome, but we trust God for the process as well. So that is where we normally get lost. We don't understand what we hear. We don't know who to believe. We don't really know who's on our side. We don't know whose side we should be on. So we just trust God. But we need to trust God to teach us, in fact, pray to God, teach me to understand better. Teach me to forgive there which I do not know how I can. The Bible says, you know, forgive those who have hurt you, turn the other cheek, forgive your enemies, all things that are hard to do to begin with. But when we don't understand why or how things happen the way they do, especially in the trauma of war, we trust God for both the outcome, for the process, and to teach us to pray and to forgive.
Yes, very good words. Rodney, lead us in prayer for Mark and for others who may be struggling with this. I think of people that we minister to through SAT 7, many of whom live down in the Gaza Strip and in the West Bank, and people who live up in Lebanon where there are things happening, as well as in Israel. So let's pray for Mark, and let's pray for that whole conflict and for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes, and Father, I do. I thank you for Mark bringing up these questions, and I know there's a lot of people out there that, you know, see things and are confused maybe what's happening. And Father, I pray that you would just help people, just like John and Don says, we just have to choose to forgive, and not, even though we might not understand, we have to choose to forgive any and have anything that's upsetting us, Lord, just turn it over to you and let you roll through it, Lord, and sort it out for us. And thank you for Mark again calling, and be with, we do pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we do pray for that you would keep your hand upon the whole situation over there in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Mark, thank you so much for sharing honestly your feelings with us, and we trust God will bless you this Christmas.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 855-586-5433. And Rodney, some terrible things have, no question, happened in that part of the world. And I think about Ukraine and people there. A lot of believers in Ukraine, and many of them suffered losses of loved ones. Grief is a big thing at Christmas time. Talk about
it. It's a big thing, Don. I mean, people lose loved ones. And, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of our listeners out there that have lost a loved one, someone they knew over this year, and also the war situation in both Israel and Ukraine. There's a lot of parents that are dealing with grief that, you know, they've lost their sons and daughters due to this and others. And there's a lot of, you know, time we have to choose a lot of times in our heart, Don, to celebrate the season, whether it be Christmas or Hanukkah or anything. You have to make conscious choices because life is hard. So we have to, you know, be keeping our eyes fixed on him, Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
And that's what we're here tonight to do, to encourage you to keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us a call at 855-586-5433. We're here to encourage you. John Coleman, Rodney Love, I'm Don Hawkins. Again, that's 855-586-5433. We'll be back with the final segment of Encouragement Live right after these messages.
We are at a time when our society is falling apart, and we must cling to the cross of Christ. The Witness webcast is a production of Crucible of Faith Ministries. And here, you will find sound teaching and expert commentary that will anchor you on the finished work of Christ at Calvary. Visit us today at www.crucibleoffaith.ca and find the answers you will need for such a time as ours today. That's www.crucibleoffaith.ca.
What do Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer have in common? They all trained to preach God's Word at Dallas Theological Seminary. And you can train at DTS, too. If you've been called to preach or teach God's Word, find a degree or course that's right for you on one of our campuses or online at dts.edu. Dallas Theological Seminary, where they teach truth and love well. Visit dts.edu.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
We are back on the final segment of Encouragement Live, the pre-Christmas edition of the program. With John Coleman and Rodney Love, I'm Don Hawkins, and we're so glad to have you with us tonight, friend. And we want to encourage you to pray for those who are calling in tonight and are part of our program. We haven't really talked about the subject of loneliness. John Coleman, a lot of people maybe who are widows or widowers and sometimes even college students or graduate students find themselves very lonely at this season. You talked to us about a college student, a young lady who did not want to go home because of conflicts in the family. What would you say to the person right now who's feeling incredibly lonely? You know, back in the day, you and I used to play a song on the radio, All the Lonely People. Where do they all come from? And there are a lot of them. There are.
You know, when you have 8 billion people on this planet, it just serves that there will be quite a few who will feel very lonely at given times in their life, maybe even every day, but especially at times of the year that emphasize being social, such as Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yes.
So a person, instead of maybe sitting around and feeling really kind of sorry about themselves and their situation, and certainly there is something to that, but to be mindful of what they're going through and to prioritize self-care. You know, one of the things we talk about in Christian life coaching is prioritizing self-care.
Yeah.
Taking care of yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, relationally, financially, and every other way. Maybe start some new traditions, do some journaling, some realistic and different types of meditation, certainly being steeped in prayer and sharing your loneliness with the one who created us to be in relationship with him, if with nobody else. So there are some things we can be mindful of as we approach our own loneliness. But one of the things is to remember other people that we know to be lonely, and for us to reach out to them, make a phone call, stop by, electronically send them a message, or even physically send them a card, snail mail, as we used to do it.
Absolutely.
Anything to make that contact that they are missing so much.
You know, Rodney, the Bell System used to have a little slogan called "Reach out and touch someone."
Reach out and touch someone.
And you know, at Christmas time, that makes sense. Again, one of the, I think of Proverbs 18:24 that says, "He who has friends must show himself to be friendly."
Yes.
And if you are feeling lonely, one of the things that you can do, maybe sit down like Santa Claus, make a list and check it twice, and find out who's lonely.
Yes.
And then be nice to those lonely people. Talk about what we can do
and
there.
And sometimes to cure your own loneliness is, like you said, Don and John, is to reach out to someone else. Because it's amazing when you do that, how it not only helps them, but it also helps yourself. And so it takes, you just got to take that first step and pick up that telephone or hit the email, the text, whatever in today's electronic world we live in, and just reach out to somebody and say, "Hey, I'm here for you. I'm praying for you."
Amen to that. 855-586-5433 is the way you can reach out to us, and we'd love to hear from you. And Glenda is our next caller. Glenda, you are on the air with us. Go ahead.
Okay, praise the Lord, and thank you all. Mr. Dan Webster, am I correct?
Yes.
I do need to tell you all that I read the book of Happiness is a Choice.
Yes.
Oh, you know, 40 or 50 years ago.
Oh, by, yes.
Dr. Menneth Meyer. I do believe that's Meyer Menneth.
That's correct. Dr. Menrith and Dr. Meyer, and that book is still in print, Happiness is a Choice.
I'm going to tell you a secret. Hold on. You're also talking to the guy, Don Hawkins, was also one of the writers on that book.
Well, not on that book, Rodney.
Not on that book? Oh, sorry,
Yeah,
Don.
We got to be true. No, my first book with Frank and Paul was How to Beat Burnout.
That's right.
So, but I did work with them, and we talked about it. So tell us about how that book helped you with depression, Glenda.
It definitely helped me because we were fellowshipping with the Youngstown Gospel Hall in Youngstown, Ohio. And Mrs. Ruth Barnes, I think it was her that gave me that book. And she also gave me the book of Ms. Dunn Erickson Totter. And I had never read the Christian book with all of those scriptures in it.
Yes.
And you talking about some inspiration of Ms. Dunn Erickson Totter. When she had that diving accident,
yes.
And how she was in that striker frame, and those people coming into that hospital, and some of them, you know, in very critical condition, and how she persevered, you know what
yes.
I'm saying?
She had a powerful testimony, had the privilege of talking with her and just hearing her speak before. In fact, she provided the music for a seminar that Dr. Menrith and Dr. Meyer and I did at First Baptist Church of Atlanta, Georgia, and Johnny okay. Erickson Tata did the music. She is a brilliant singer and an artist as well. And Rodney, it's amazing how she's been willing to use her gifts and in spite of her limitations.
Yes, you know, she could have gone the other way, Glenda. When she got hurt, she could have turned inward and said, you know, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to be lonely, you know, to myself, a recluse the rest of my life. She did not do that. And that's really a lesson for us. If we're lonely and we're hurting, we don't need to turn inward. We need to turn outward, and we need to get out and reach others. And Happiness is a Choice, as you know, said a lot of that in that book about having to do it and just make the choice to do it.
Yes, sir, we know he'll never give up on us. That's why he says.
That's right.
I'll never leave you nor forsake you. It's somebody out there in worse shape than we think we're in. I just had two brothers, military. One was a medic for the U.S. Army and a recruiter for the U.S. Army out of Dallas, Texas. He was killed 2-4 years ago by a drunken driver, you know. And the other one just passed away about a week ago, and he was a phlebotomist with the Air Force.
Yeah.
And
he did
something. He was before he got married, he had come to our home when I lived in Ohio, and I could not, in good conscience, because of my relationship and what I knew about the Lord, I could not let him and his girlfriend sleep in the same room, in the same bedroom. That made me feel very selfish.
Well, but Glenda, here's the thing. You've suffered the loss of two brothers now, and it's Christmas time. And John Coleman, you may have a word of encouragement for Glenda, and then would you lead us in prayer for her? I'm so glad, Glenda, that you've shared not only the positive aspect of how God's worked in your life, but the grief that you're dealing with at this time.
Oh, Glenda, we are often referred to, and I think quite rightly, as wounded healers.
Yeah.
Our suffering, our wounds, our losses, our depressions, all the things that we go through are ways that other people are attracted to us and that we can reach out to help them. We are literally wounded healers. And I would like to pray for you and your woundedness, but your success in reaching out to others and feeling that love as we begin to close this out this evening. So let us pray. Lord, you are a wonderful healer. You are the great physician in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And when we suffer losses, I've suffered a son, and Don has suffered a grandson, and we've all suffered people close to us that we've loved and lost. But we need to remember, Lord, what you have placed in our hearts that we have left behind, that we have here with us now.
Yes.
And one of the things we have is your love to spread your light to a dark world that needs it so greatly. You have given her a gift in her losses. You have given her a gift to minister to others. And we thank you for that. We praise you for that. We celebrate the birth of your son for that very reason and ask that you would keep her going forward to heal and to help others who have suffered losses and felt that pain. And we will give you the praise and the glory always in Jesus' name.
Amen. And Rodney and Beth have lost a daughter. And so all of us have experienced the losses of grief, and yet we found God's grace sufficient. Glenda, God bless you and Merry Christmas. Thank you for calling us.
Thank God for American family.
Amen. And again, our military people, Rodney, talk about the military people serving at this time.
Yes, doing a little bit what we all do together on this team. We work with veterans of both the U.S. military and the IDF in Israel and others. And right now, it's so hard as far as families. And I'm going to talk about families right now that have military people they know and their families that are not even with them this Christmas. They're serving around the world. And I know right now is a lonely time for them going through it, you know, whoever we have serving. And the military is just so important to us all. And we just need to continue to keep them and their families in prayer during this Christmas season.
No question about it. And then, John, when there's been conflict, we can pray for that miracle of forgiveness and restoration, correct?
Absolutely, we can and should on a daily basis, Don.
Yes, no question about that. John Coleman, thank you so much, my brother, for being a part of our program tonight. Have a blessed Christmas.
You too, my friend.
And Rodney, it's always a joy to have you on the program as well. You and Danny Webster and Riley, who is a big part of our program.
Yes, thank you, Don, and Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to each one of you. We're so glad that you joined us. Remember, if you've not trusted Christ as Savior, the Savior came into the world to die on the cross, to pay for your sins, rose again from the dead. You can trust Him as your personal Savior, and we encourage you to do that right now. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and rose again, and I'm trusting you as my personal Savior. And if you've done that, reach out to us at encouragementlive.org. Let us know that you've made that decision to trust Christ. And from all of us at Encouragement Live, including Keith Mayo, our engineer at the Worship Channel, God bless you and Merry Christmas from Encouragement Live.